Yeah, what we see in the new survey, which is of statewide adults in Virginia, is really that this is anyone's election. Among our likely voters in Virginia, 42% say they want to see the Democrats in charge of the legislature, and 42% say they want the Republicans in control. We talk about 50-50 America. Well, we also have 50-50 Virginia. When you see races that are really close like that, particularly in our area, we have some of the closer races for Senate and House of Delegates in the Commonwealth, you're going to see a lot of money going into these races. You're going to see a very, very aggressive effort by the campaigns because it is clear it's close, and that means you'll see more ads than you would otherwise see. You'll see more candidate appearances than you would otherwise see. The polls show in Virginia that voters are going to be thinking about abortion as a particularly important thing as they cast their ballot this cycle, and that issue has a bit of an advantage for the Democrats. They seem more energized because of Roe versus Wade being overturned. More people would like to see abortion legal than not, and that's pretty much what you see in every survey. The results aren't particularly changing in terms of where things were compared to a year ago, but it is the case that Republicans are on the defensive much more on the abortion question than they ever used to be, because now the control is at the state level. And so Democrats are working, I think, very effectively to bring abortion front and center in the political conversation, because Virginia is an unusual state in the South in that it still more or less has the same abortion laws in place as was the case before the Supreme Court decision. A lot of southern states, a lot of states on our borders, have created much greater barriers to abortion as a result of the states being able to do that. And Democrats are talking about what Republicans would do if they had a majority in the legislature and with a Republican governor. And so, you know, the argument, I think, our survey suggests, does have some resonance with voters. And I think the proof of how much resonance the abortion question has with voters is the extent to which politicians are trying to back away from previous statements. You're going to see, you know, a lot more conversation about 15-week bans than you ever saw in the past, because the idea of being fully pro-life does not square with majorities in swing districts in Virginia.
You also took a look at the governor and in his approval ratings.
Yeah, the governor's approval rating is net positive, but not by a lot. The numbers are significantly lower than they were a year ago. And I think a lot of that has to do with the fact that when you think about a candidate for office or a new governor who hasn't had an opportunity to do all that much, oftentimes people can be pretty optimistic. They can think, okay, this is what's going to happen and I'm going to like it. But as you can see from a survey now, the governor has promoted a more partisan agenda perhaps than some voters expected when he was a candidate, and that's creating some frustration among the electorate. But while the numbers are lower for the governor than they were a year ago, he's still doing a lot better in the court of public opinion in Virginia than the president did. Pretty much every national survey that you're seeing, the president is 40% or lower, and our numbers are consistent with that. Once again, Virginia looks a lot like America in terms of our purple state status, but also the current level of dissatisfaction with the president. Most people, of course, are not spending a lot of time thinking about politics. They're not spending a lot of time focusing on what the latest Republican or Democratic messaging is. You know, they're dealing with the struggles of daily life. How do they keep the lights on? How do they keep their bosses happy? How do they make sure there's money coming in for their work? Particularly in our part of Virginia, where housing prices are really high, transportation costs are pretty substantial, there's a lot of economic anxiety.
You also asked about the nation's most important problem. I thought that was interesting.
Yeah, one of the things that that you see in this survey is that a lot of people are very concerned about our current political environment. Not only, of course, the economic issues that we were just talking about, but also the question of the health of our democracy. I think in the idea of politicians don't get it, there are a lot of politicians who are kind of playing with fire because they're in sort of safe electoral districts, maybe. They can really be combative and in some ways destructive to the political health of the country. I mean, America will not prosper as a political system if the idea is either we win or the other side cheated. The only way democracy works is if both parties recognize sometimes they win, sometimes they lose, and they vow to do better next time when they lose. I do think that national politicians could learn a lot from the people who represent the Commonwealth at the state and local level. I think that by and large, you know, a lot of people in public life are trying to make the world a better place as they see it. And you know, it isn't about just their ambition. But you know, there are people out there who are being destructive. And the challenge, I think, for the people who are trying to make a system that works better for people is that they have to also contend with the people who are really in it for the wrong reason.